Some people say that sea cooks have to be rather nasty fellas just to survive. There was an article in the New Yorker many years ago by a wonderful writer, Joseph Mitchell, where he describes probably the most famous seafooditarian in the history of New York City, a guy named Mr. Flood. He didn't even believe in eating vegetables. He thought they weren't particularly good for you unless it was a potato with a fish.
The late Dave Mash, artist and naturalist, fisherman and sea cook from Katomet.
Mr. Flood talked about fish cooks, and he said, I've made quite a study of fish cooks. I decided that old Italians are best, then old mean Yankees, and then old drunk Irishmen. They have to be old. It takes almost a lifetime to learn how to do a thing simply. I like to think to myself as a cook. I've been a sea cook on tugboats and fishing boats and occasionally on research boats. I can come close. I've drunk my share of liquor, and I'm adequately aged, I think. But I hate to think of myself as mean, but given the choice of being either a good fish cook or being kind, I'll probably go for being a good fish cook and learn to be mean.
You're listening to Local Public Radio for the Cape, Coast, and Islands.